Good morning. Welcome. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast. I'm Andy Eubank on the 24th of October, 2024. And Eric Pfeiffer joins us on the news today, including checking out career pathways for students at the National FFA Convention. Also, greatly variable yields from North Central Indiana corn and soybean fields. We have an update. The HAT podcast made possible today by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Learn more by visiting ffbt.com. HAT Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin here with an update on rain possibilities for the state. And the corn, bean, and wheat markets rebounded yesterday. We have analysis with Tom Fritz on the HAT Thursday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Get profit-boosting knowledge from no-till experts, innovators, legends, and your fellow farmers at the 33rd Annual National No-Tillage Conference in Louisville, January 7th through 10th. The National No-Tillage Conference provides the practical tips and information farmers need to run a more successful and profitable no-till operation. This conference offers a mix of thought-provoking general sessions, collaborative no-till roundtables, and expert-led no-till classrooms with the likes of corn yield record holder Russell Hedrick, world-renowned soil biologist Jill Clapperton, 2024 Conservation Ag Operator Fellow and no-till legend Ray McCormick, and many more. Plus, pesticide recertification and certified crop advisor credits will be available to qualifying attendees. Register using promo code RADIO and save 10%. Learn more and register at notillconference.com. That's notillconference.com.
Career pathways for FFA students and a harvest update from North Central Indiana. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by Keystone Cooperative. Keystone believes in the power of National Blue and Corn Gold and salutes our local FFA members during the National FFA Convention and beyond. Speaking of Keystone Cooperative, they took the opportunity while the National FFA Convention was in town this week to corral students from Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio chapters at their Indy headquarters to discuss career pathways within the organization.
Our SEED program, which is an acronym for Securing Experience and Employee Development.
That's Lindsay Sankey, Director of Public Relations for Keystone, who says they're looking for senior FFA students who have decided they want to enter the workforce after graduation instead of attending college to apply for their SEED program. She explains how it works.
We hope that they hire on with Keystone and retire with us in 40 years, but it is a two-year employment commitment where they rotate through our agronomy business, our energy business, grain, and then also swine and animal nutrition. They'll also spend some time in our corporate office learning business acumen, HR, marketing, IT even, all the different things that go on Keystone.
And then at the end of those 2 years, the employee will then meet with the SEED program coordinator to figure out which area was the best fit and where they should continue their career with Keystone. Throughout the 2 years, Keystone will also take care of the necessary accreditations, which would be quite costly to do individually.
We're paying for their CDLs, their applicator's license, port quality assurance training, propane safety training. They essentially start earning money the first day that they show up in the SEED program, and we take care of all that financial burden.
If you're an interested FFA senior,
visit keystonecoop.com/careers. Click on the SEED program. It says FFA member opportunity, and they can learn more about the SEED program. Also, of course, all of our open careers are listed on that page.
The deadline to apply is January 31st. Again, this is a paid position with benefits. You can find more at that website she mentioned. USDA says Indiana corn harvest is 61% complete and soybeans are 75% of the way done. Andy Eubank is here with another progress report.
In a Channel Seeds harvest update from North Central Indiana, field sales representative Daniel Stauffer estimates progress is now midweek, a little better than the state numbers.
I think North Central Indiana, most of my geography, we're somewhere around 90% complete on soybeans harvest. You get some double crop fields and you have some, maybe some later planted fields, or guys that focused on corn earlier on, getting some stuff out of the fields. But then on the corn, a little tougher to say on corn. They're going to continue to make quick progress without any rain. But I would say somewhere around that 60 to 70% complete on corn.
Although very dry conditions have allowed for continual harvest this fall, the lack of moisture is showing up on the yield monitors and creating
extreme variability, even within the relative to one field. But you talk about the 8 to 10 counties that I move across, just extreme differences within a county or across those 10, where some places guys are getting field records on yields. Corn upwards of 240 to 270 in some areas. And I've got some guys that'll be averaging somewhere around that 225 to 240 range.
But others may end up with averages in the 140 to 160 bushel range. Bean yields also wide ranging.
Where the rain or disease affected them worse off, seeing somewhere in that 30 to 45 bushel on the low end for field averages. On the high end, there's plenty of folks in that 60 to 65 range on the high end.
We asked Stauffer how this season is affecting farmers in the combine. Hear about that in the full Hat and Channel Seeds growing season update at HoosierAgToday.com and our free mobile app. I'm Andy Eubank.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
We've got a cool start to your Thursday, but temperatures are warm nicely here this afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We are dry for Thursday, looking at sunshine dominating through most of the day. Clouds increasing as we move through the overnight tonight, and that's because we have a minor disturbance that wants to come through between midnight and probably noon. I think we're looking at scattered showers trying to pop up over a large part of the state, 60% coverage, but when I say showers, they're going to be very, very minor. We are on track to finish with one of the driest Octobers that we've ever had, at least the way things are looking right now. And this moisture on Friday is only going to amount to a few hundredths to maybe 4 or 5 tenths maximum. Most of us are going to be in the quarter inch or less range. So even though we've got 60 to 70% coverage, it's not a big blip overall. We go back to very dry weather over the weekend. Cool temperatures sagging down for Saturday and Sunday, but very pleasant as high pressure is here. Lots of sunshine. Next week, we start with strong southwest flow ahead of our next front for Monday and Tuesday. Very warm, very windy. That next front does show up here likely for Wednesday through Thursday. Looking at anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches of rain, the upper end of the range will come down to who gets heavy thunderstorms. Those have danced around in projections here as of late, but I think 90% of the Hoosier State can pick up rains anywhere from a quarter to 1.5 inches. Moving behind that, we are dry for the balance of next week, Friday into early Saturday, but we're also seeing some moisture trying to come together in the plains and in the Texarkana area that may want to try and lift to the north and northeast as we move through the second into the third. So I think another chance at moisture could be there as we get into the start of November. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Just a little higher in corn, soybeans, and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Farm Market Review. I'll have the final numbers coming up. We'll begin with market analysis. And for that, I turn to Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago, at the end of the Wednesday session. Tom, a lower start after Monday and Tuesday gains in corn and beans, and some gains on Tuesday in wheat as well. And I thought maybe the market would have a lower session throughout, but then about mid-session, a turnaround. Talk about why that occurred.
Well, you know, you're going to get all sorts of different reasons as to, why we turn things around. Here's one that I read not too long ago. Soybean futures jump as some polls show Harris with U.S. election lead. Some of these election polls suggest that Ms. Harris has a lead, and that calms concerns that a trade war with China could heat up. So do with that what you will. But the bottom line, the rally in soybeans is yet to challenge any significant, even minor-looking resistance. In the case of GN beans, I think you're seeing resistance developing at the 10-10 level. And, best we saw today was 10.07.5. It's a very quiet trade. Personally, I think one of the reasons for the recent ability of the soybean market to stand in is we've got a strong interior soybean basis. We have a screaming export basis for soybeans. I don't know if it's a combination of river logistics, meaning low draft levels, and or business. I believe it's probably a combination of both. For what it's worth, they are looking at some relatively large export sales in the morning, ranging from, what was it, 1.5 million to 2.5 million tons. So I think that's what the soybean market's all about. Farmer holding has been excellent. And I think that's one of the primary reasons for the stronger basis levels, despite this monster-sized crop that we have. Are we going to go anywhere with this, with what we're looking at right now? Probably not. The crop size is just too big. The meal market, it can't get anything going. Soybean oil, I think, soybean oil is pretty much the stalwart of the soybean complex. And that's all about the renewable fuel syndrome, or situation, I should say. But bean oil was lower today due to the lower crude oil market. But bean oil is going to be it's going to be the market that's going to stand in. When you're crushing for bean oil, you're creating excessive amounts of soybean meal, and I think that's going to be the scenario as we go down the road. The corn market. Good interior basis, a good export basis. We are exporting a lot of corn now, or I should say we're putting a lot of sales on the books right now, but we've got strong basis levels both in the interior as well as down at the Gulf. We're looking for strong export numbers tomorrow morning, anywhere from, 2.5 million tons to 3.5 million tons. Those are really big numbers. So, that's something to watch for, but still, you look at what the corn market's done, it really hasn't challenged even minor resistance yet. I think these corn's got some decent minor resistance, 420 to 425. It's like, okay, we have all this rhetoric with a strong cash market, and the futures, it's a grinder. So, I have the impression that right now the futures market really isn't going anywhere. We're just playing this day-to-day, short-term rhetoric. What's the feature today? What's the feature tomorrow? But do we have anything that grabs you by the lapels and says, look at me? Not yet. Farmer holding has been excellent. And I can't imagine he's going to sit on all his corn. He's going to sit on all his beans. There will be some movement further down the road. Maybe when he stops harvesting. It's been a clear sale for harvest for some time now. So he's not looking at marketing. He's looking at getting his crop in. So I do think there's some rain in the forecast for next week. Maybe things will be a little bit different then. When he's out in the fields and he's able to look around at his basis levels and he's able to look at prices, and maybe he'll do some marketing. Wheat market just spins its wheels. You know, the wheat market, U.S. wheat is not competitive with world prices. Ukraine prices have been coming up. They're touting a tight supply. Russia, you know, the market is still reeling from last Friday's announcement by the Russians that they're going to start dealing direct with state government, cutting out the middlemen. If you are a trade house and you do want some Russian business and you're not a Russian, forget it. It's not going to happen. So I think, you know, a lot of folks that were counting on getting some, you know, merchandising, some Russian business, they've been shut out. And so I think in that regard, anybody that was hedged in that regard, you know, they blew their hedges. And so this, our wheat market is just destined to spin its wheels for the foreseeable future.
Tom Fritz, Market Analysis. Tom with EFG Group in Chicago. Here is how the markets ended on Wednesday. Dece corn, 419, up 2.5. March up 2.75, 432. May up 3 cents, 439.75. November beans, 997.5, a gain of 0.25. January, 10.05, 4.5 higher, up 3.25 on the March at 10.15.75. December wheat, 578.5, 2.5 cents up. Meat markets mixed. December live cattle, 187.87, down 25. But December lean hogs up $1.05, going to 80.17. I'm Andy Eubank with the Wednesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.